Good morning to everybody. So, how many of you know, excuse me one second, I dropped my homily and that's not going to work. How many of you know a comic strip from the 80s and 90s called Calvin and Hobbes? You guys remember it? Okay. No Calvin? Okay. Young people, if you don't know Calvin and Hobbes, then you know what you're going to ask your mom and dad for Christmas, okay? Because they sell all the collected comics and books, and you can buy them, and they're very good. So there. Calvin and Hobbes was basically, Calvin was this kid. He's probably like a 10-year-old kid. And pretty much the whole comic strip is always about this kid and his imagination, his relationship with his parents, his teachers, and everything. But he's got this incredible imagination. So he'll go to school, and he'll be totally spaced out in class, and the teacher's trying to teach something, and he's imagining some dinosaur or alien just comes and devours the teacher, like and he has this stuffed tiger called Hobbes, and in Calvin's imagination, Hobbes is completely real, and he's, you know, running around the neighborhood doing stuff with Hobbes, and Hobbes is his best friend. But Calvin, he's kind of a little dictator. So one of the things, he has this game called Calvin Ball. And the thing with Calvin Ball is that he's constantly changing the rules. And the only, you know, the rules in any given moment will get switched up with the only goal so that he wins. Which, of course, means that nobody wants to ever play with him. You know, the girl in the neighborhood, Susie's always getting mad at him and storming off. Because, you know, essentially he's just totally cheating. Whenever something goes against him in Calvin Ball, he says, no, but there's a change of rules, and therefore now I'm winning, you know. And he's, so imagine trying to go through a sport like that. Imagine, you know, like right now, I imagine the Giants are playing somebody. Imagine if you were the quarterback and the referee at the same time. It's like, you throw a pass and the guy drops the ball. It's like, no, that's actually a completion. Keep playing. You know, how fun would that be? It wouldn't even be fun to watch. Even if you're a Giants fan, it wouldn't be fun to watch because you're like, what the heck is this? He's totally, they're totally changing the rules. He's just doing whatever he wants out there. And the thing is, for there to be a game, there have to be rules. Everyone has to agree on it. And otherwise, there's no competition. It's just chaos. Here's the problem. A lot of us deal with life like it is Calvin Ball. A lot of us go through life wanting to switch up the rules right in the middle, as if we have the authority to determine, you know what, I'm just going to change things up so that I can do whatever I want whenever I want. Case in point, you know, 25 years ago, it was more or less understood that a family was a father and mother and children. And the father was a biological male and the mother was a biological woman. And the children were children, right? Okay, that was pretty indisputable. You know, today's day and age, a lot of people, we just want to go through life, you know what? Calvin Ball, I'm changing the rules. I'm going to do whatever I want. And what today's readings come to remind us is life is not Calvin Ball. Because there is a referee, and it's not us. The referee is called God. God is the one who wrote the rule book, who enforces the rules. And he wants you to win. That's the thing, though. We read the readings and we get scared because I wonder how many of us, whenever we read a reading, it says, you know what? At the end of time, God is going to judge us. Why do we get scared? It's probably not a good sign that we get scared. Because in all honesty, the fact that God is going to judge you, that's just part of being in existence. You could be judged well, or you can be judged badly. And God gives us every opportunity. In fact, God wants us to win the game. It's like having a referee who's on your side. He's saying, look, you got to follow the rules, but I want to help you. I want you to do everything. I want you to win. I'm kind of on your side in this thing. God has created an existence for us where, look, he's not going to force you to go to heaven, but he's going to give you every possible means that we need. And imagine this, a game where it's not just, you know, the Super Bowl and you win and for a year you get to be, you know, your face on the cover of Sports Illustrated or something. Imagine a game where the reward is eternal, absolute, totally fulfilling happiness that nobody can ever take away from you. And the referee is saying, look, help me to help you, okay? You're in the game. You don't have any choice about that. You're in the, but let's work together and let's help you to win the game. But the fact of the matter is God is also not going to force you to win. God respects our freedom enough. He respects our dignity enough to say, if you don't want to play, that's fine. I'm not going to force you to play. There are consequences. Being in the loser's box is not so good. That's called hell. I think I would prefer you don't go there. I can assure you, you would prefer you don't go there. Whatever you think about it right now, I assure you, if you get there, you will discover bad choice. It would have been better had I played by the rules. And that's what all of these readings in the end of the year come down to. All of the readings last weekend, this weekend, and especially next weekend say that Christ is the King. The King is not only the rule giver, but he is also the judge. And he wants us to be in his kingdom. And he's giving us a choice. Do you want to go through life playing the game that I have established by the rules that I have established, which basically means that we love unconditionally, which is not a bad deal. Going through life, imagine if we lived in a world where everybody just said, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to love my neighbor to the max. Would that really be such a bad existence? Would that really be such a bad society to live in? And this is what God is saying. If you want to play the game, these are the rules. We have to love. Everything that I've given you, the church, the sacraments, the Ten Commandments, all of that, it's only to help us to love, so that we don't get to be selfish. And in the end of our lives, we're going to be judged. Did you live your life according to the rules, or did you choose to play Calvin ball? So the choice is ours. Hopefully by this time next week, we've got time to reflect about it. Hopefully we get to choose that we want Christ to be our King, and we will play life by the rules that he has given. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.